Today marks 1 year since the first Ohioan died from COVID-19. Since then, more than 18,000 Ohioans have died from the virus. The first recorded death was Mick Wagner of Toledo. His son, former state lawmaker Mark Wagner, says doctors first suspected his dad had a recurring bout with pneumonia. Mark says his dad, an attorney, was beloved by his community and his family.
It was, you know, a difficult time for the family because dad was really the glue that kept us together.
Another attorney, Abe Baggett of Columbus, was sick for months before dying from COVID on October 30th. David Baggett is a son.
For an 82-year-old, this man literally could do anything. Like, still practiced law up until the day he got sick, was traveling the world. They had a trip, I think, to Prague booked for, like, I think in April of last year. Like, nothing scared him, including the virus.
Robert Burns was a former volunteer firefighter, a reserve captain for the Stark County Sheriff's Office, and a juvenile corrections officer at Indian River Schools for 29 years. He died December 17th. His wife, Pam, says he was outspoken.
He was a very black and white person, and he didn't mind telling you what he thought.
His son, Bobby Weston, says he didn't always see eye to eye with his dad, but he respected him.
I'm 28. I shouldn't be burying my dad as a 28-year-old.
Steve Sidebottom of Westerville was a Navy veteran, an IT specialist, and he played guitar in the church praise band. He died November 1st. His wife, Christina, says he had a great sense of humor and sometimes put her to sleep by telling funny stories.
We went everywhere together. We did everything together, so it's really hard.
Gina Rollins and her sister were battling COVID and were not at her mom's hospital bedside when she passed.
The hospital chaplains called us about 6:30, and we got to say our goodbyes over the phone. And they said a prayer with her. And the next call we got was at 8:30 telling us she was gone.
Gina almost lost her only son to COVID about the same time. 3 weeks later, the family was finally able to lay Mary Ann Rollins to rest. The former registered nurse who worked in public health for 5 decades, who broke down color barriers at Ohio State University, was laid to rest on August 26th. Tiffin resident Diane Daugherty volunteered at the local independent theater, but her main job was raising her 2 kids. She had other health conditions, so she couldn't handle the problems caused by COVID. And when it became clear she wasn't going to recover, her son Gary brought her to his Central Ohio home.
We brought her down here, and Dad was here, my wife and I, and one of my daughters when she took her last breath.
Mark Daniels, a Dayton area pastor, was also with his dad, Jim Daniels, when he recently passed from COVID on February 26th. But 2 of his 3 sisters couldn't be there because they were battling COVID, and the other sister who was tested positive for it the next day. Mark says he had some great conversations with his 91-year-old dad, an Air Force veteran, and a devoted dad and grandfather.
He had a great sense of humor. Yeah. It's just, I'm still just crushed.
David Seifert was physically fit. He biked and ran 3 miles a day. He was well known in his Central Ohio community, where he had served as the fiscal officer for Bloom Township for more than a decade. His wife, Ann Darlene Seifert, says her husband of 32 years was a kind and gentle man. The last time she saw him was right before he was put on a ventilator.
And I'm standing outside the glass window, and they had the phone up to him, and I went, fight, fight, fight. He gave me a thumbs up. And then I said, I love you. And he took his hand, and that was the last communication we had.
David died December 17th. Joe Ingles, State House News Bureau.